Nolte, CNN chief Jeff Zucker resigns in disgrace over inappropriate relationship. By John Nolte on February 2, 2022. Jeff Zucker, the far-left extremist responsible for destroying CNN's credibility and ratings, resigned in disgrace Wednesday after acknowledging an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. The resignation announcement came from CNN's Brian Stelter, a far-left conspiracy theorist and proven liar. Here's the pertinent part of the disgraced Zucker's statement. As part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I have worked with for more than 20 years. I acknowledged the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong. As a result, I am resigning today. By Felicia. Per CNN, Zucker's inappropriate relationship was with Allison Golest, CNN's chief marketing officer. She'll remain at CNN and released a statement of her own. Jeff and I have been close friends and professional partners for over 20 years. Recently, our relationship changed during COVID. I regret that we didn't disclose it at the right time. I'm incredibly proud of my time at CNN and look forward to continuing the great work we do every day. Rumors have swirled around Zucker for some time. Earlier this month, there were reports that Zucker and Golest were involved in a clandestine romance dating back years. The report added, the alleged affair is said to have begun while the pair was both married, Zucker to wife Karen and Golest to husband Billy. Zucker took over as CNN chief in 2013 and quickly drove the once respected cable news outlet into the ground by moving the network to the extreme left, which included the embracing of countless conspiracy theories and barrels of misinformation, the Russia collusion hoax, the Covington kids, hands up, don't shoot, among countless others. Even more disturbing is how Zucker twisted CNN into a corporate media outlet that openly embraced political violence against the right and encouraged riots in predominantly black neighborhoods. In the arena of credibility, the results were catastrophic. In the arena of ratings, after an anti-Trump sugar high, CNN watched its viewership collapse as much as 90% to humiliating lows that would have seemed impossible pre-Zucker. As of this writing, CNN's primetime averages only a little more than 500,000 viewers. What's more, this is just the latest in a litany of unsavory sex scandals to hit the basement-rated outlet. Before he was fired, Chris Cuomo admitted to grabbing a colleague's butt. CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was caught masturbating on a work Zoom call. CNN suspended him and then, incredibly, allowed him to return. Two CNN producers are implicated in sex crimes involving children. The first, John Griffin, is charged with trolling underage girls for sex. The second was a producer for Jake Tapper's basement-rated show. On top of all that, CNN anchor Don Lemon has been credibly accused of a sexual assault and remains on the air, despite a viewership that regularly dips below 500,000. The ongoing sex scandals at CNN are of no surprise to anyone who understands human nature. For years, this misinformation outlet has puffed itself up as morally pure and demonized those who it saw as falling short. Generally, people who behave in this way are covering up their own misdeed in a cloak of self-righteousness. These are evil and dishonest people with a grotesque sense of entitlement. So CNN's internal clock of this many days without a sex scandal will undoubtedly need to be reset again soon. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.